Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Business Study podcast on making human resource decisions. I'm here to help you master at Excel Theme 2.5, which is all about how businesses manage their most valuable asset, their people. Now, this topic is absolutely crucial for your exam. It carries significant weight in Theme 2, and examiners are looking for something very specific here. They don't just want you to define terms like span of control or motivation. They want you to apply your knowledge to real business scenarios, analyze trade-offs, and evaluate decisions. That's where the marks are. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the four key areas: organizational structures, recruitment methods, training approaches, and motivation strategies. I'll show you exactly how to approach exam questions, avoid common pitfalls, and pick up those higher-level marks. Let's dive in. Let's start with organizational structures. This is where many students lose marks by confusing key terms. So let's get this crystal clear. The chain of command is the line of authority from the top of the organization down to the bottom. Think of it like a ladder. The longer the chain, the more layers of management you have. That's a tall structure. Span of control, on the other hand, is the number of people a manager directly supervises. A narrow span means a manager oversees just a few people. A wide span means they're managing many employees at once. Now here's the key. These two concepts are linked. A tall structure typically has a narrow span of control because there are lots of management layers, each supervising a small team. A flat structure has a wide span of control because there are fewer managers, so each one oversees more people. Examiners love to test whether you understand the trade-offs. Delayering, for example, means removing layers of management to create a flatter structure. The benefit? Lower salary costs, faster communication, and more employee autonomy. The drawback? Managers have a wider span of control, which can lead to stress and less supervision. In your exam, you must weigh both sides and apply it to the business in the question. Moving on to recruitment, you need to distinguish between internal and external recruitment. Internal recruitment means promoting or transferring existing employees. It's cheaper, faster, and motivates staff because they see promotion opportunities. But it doesn't bring fresh ideas, and it can create rivalry. External recruitment means hiring from outside the business. It brings new skills and perspectives, but it's expensive, time-consuming, and the new hire might not fit the company culture. Again, examiners want you to justify which method suits the business context. If the case study mentions a small business with limited cash flow, internal recruitment is likely better. If it's a tech startup needing innovation, external recruitment might be justified. Now let's talk training. On-the-job training means learning while working, like shadowing a colleague or being mentored. It's cheap and immediately relevant to the job. Off-the-job training means learning away from the workplace, like attending a course or workshop. It's more expensive and employees aren't productive during training, but it provides broader skills and formal qualifications. Here's a classic exam trap. Students say, "Training increases productivity," without explaining how. You need to show the chain of reasoning. Training improves employee skills, which leads to higher quality work and fewer mistakes, which increases productivity, which boosts profitability. That's the level of analysis examiners reward. Finally, motivation. This is a big one. You need to know four key theories. Taylor Scientific Management says workers are motivated by money. Pay them per piece of work completed and they'll work harder. It's simple, but treats workers like machines and ignores social needs. Mayo's human relations theory says workers are motivated by social factors. Teamwork, communication, and feeling valued matter more than just pay. This is why businesses use team-building activities. Maslow's hierarchy of needs says people have five levels of needs, from basic physiological needs like food and shelter, up to self-actualization, which is about personal growth and fulfillment. You must satisfy lower needs before higher ones. So a business can't motivate staff with interesting work if they're worried about job security. Hertzberg's two-factor theory divides factors into hygiene factors and motivators. Hygiene factors like salary and working conditions prevent dissatisfaction but don't motivate. Motivators like achievement, recognition, and responsibility actually drive motivation. This is why just paying people more doesn't always increase motivation long-term. In the exam, you'll need to recommend financial methods like commission, bonuses, or profit sharing, or non-financial methods like job enrichment, autonomy, or flexible working. The key is matching the method to the business context and the workforce. Right, let's talk about how to avoid losing marks. I see the same mistakes over and over. First, generic responses. If the question gives you a case study about a cafe with high staff turnover, don't just write, "They should train staff because it increases productivity." That's too vague. Instead, write, "The cafe should implement on-the-job training where experienced baristas mentor new staff." This is cost-effective for a small business and will reduce mistakes during busy periods, improving customer satisfaction and reducing the 30% staff turnover mentioned in the extract. See the difference? You've used specific details from the case study, explained the reasoning, and linked it to outcomes. Second, confusing terms. Span of control is not the same as chain of command. Motivation is not the same as productivity. Examiners will penalize you if you use these interchangeably. Third, listing without evaluating. In a 9 or 12 mark question, you can't just list 3 advantages and 3 disadvantages and stop. You must reach a supported judgment. Use phrases like, "on balance, the most important factor is," or "it depends on." For justified questions, analyze both options before concluding. Don't ignore the option you reject. Explain why you're not choosing it, then explain why your chosen option is better for this specific business. Time management is crucial. You have roughly 1 minute per mark. A 12-mark question should take about 12 to 14 minutes, including planning. Use the first 2 minutes to underline key details in the case study and plan your answer structure. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Cover your notes and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is the difference between a tall and flat organizational structure? Answer. A tall structure has many layers of management and a narrow span of control. A flat structure has few layers and a wide span of control. Question 2. Name one advantage and one disadvantage of external recruitment. Answer. Advantage brings new ideas and skills. Disadvantage, expensive and time-consuming. Question 3. According to Herzberg, what is the difference between hygiene factors and motivators? Answer. Hygiene factors like salary prevent dissatisfaction, but don't motivate. Motivators like recognition and responsibility actually increase motivation. Question 4. What does delayering mean? Answer. Removing layers of management to create a flatter organizational structure. How did you do? If you got all 4, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, making human resource decisions is all about understanding how businesses manage people strategically. You need to know the structures, recruitment methods, training types, and motivation theories, but more importantly, you need to apply them to specific business contexts. Remember the key exam skills. Always use details from the case study, explain chains of reasoning, weigh up trade-offs, and reach a supported judgment. Don't confuse key terms and manage your time carefully. This topic links to other areas of the specification too. HR decisions affect operational efficiency in Theme 2.4, and they impact costs and profitability in Theme 1.3. Examiners love synoptic questions that test these connections, so always think about the bigger picture. Good luck with your revision, and remember, the examiners are looking for candidates who can think like a business manager, not just recite definitions. Show them you can analyze, evaluate, and apply your knowledge, and you'll pick up those top marks. Thanks for listening and happy revising.